Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We can't help it. You know, no matter what the news and no matter what we talk about, the fact that Bafana won this morning just changes the day. The sun rose just a little bit brighter, didn't it? Absolutely incredible. Were you up to watch bright and early? It was actually quite nice having company at that time of the morning, I have to tell you. Normally, I'm up there at 4 o'clock doing my work, and at least this time, there were people talking to me on my groups. It was absolutely awesome. Raymond Hack is joining us this morning. Raymond, a very, very good morning, and what a day, hey?
Yes, certainly for Bafana, and certainly for Tapelo Maseka. I mean, he will go down in history the same way as Sipiwe Shabalala did in 2010.
Absolutely.
Because this is the first time that South Africa have reached this stage. You know, they've got through the knockout phase. Listen, his strike's a strike. It went in. It was a great strike from him. It was an unexpected winner to come from him. But, he's got a great left foot, and it was inside the box. And you can't ask for more. The score was 1-0. It doesn't matter how you look at it, who played well, who didn't play well. People remember the result, and this is the first time they've done it. Now they go on to play Canada.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Unknown team as far as international. You know, South Africa's never played teams in that area. We've had games in the States before, but you don't know what Canada is like. You don't know what they are going to be able to do. If you look at the table, yes, they did lose to Switzerland. But Switzerland and Bosnia-Herzegovina are both good teams. So, it's no disgrace. They're unlucky that their player Kona unfortunately got a broken leg in the first game against Qatar, and so he's out. But it's going to be an interesting one, and obviously if we get through, then the big one comes.
Yeah,
so because then you play the winner of either Netherlands or Morocco, and both of those are very good teams.
Good team. Yeah. So how would you? I mean, as you're saying, it's very hard to predict, but how would you predict our chances? Are we going in with a reasonable chance of success?
I would say you've got more chance of success, or let's say 50-50 against Canada than you had against South Korea.
Okay.
I was a little bit surprised about South Korea. I thought they'd be a lot more faster to the ball. They're known for their technicality. They're known for their speed. But you certainly didn't see it as far as the game was concerned. They had a few chances. They didn't convert it. And that's football.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Were you surprised? Were you surprised that we have gone through?
I must be honest. I didn't. I thought that South Korea would play for a draw. The beauty was that Bafana didn't play. They played for a win.
Yes.
And that's the difference between the two teams. If you attack, you've always got a chance. If you defend, there's always the danger that someone is going to break through, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, the goal that Maseka scores was a great goal because it came down the wing. They put it across, and there was no marking on him, and he just put it straight in. I mean, they brought on Son, who was, used to play for Spurs, on the hope that he may be able to do something. But he was very ineffective. And, in fairness to Bafana, they had the majority of the shots. Korea had as well, but I think the quality of Bafana's shots were better than Korea's.
Absolutely incredible. Raymond Hack, thank you. Great to talk to you on such a positive note. It is 8:15. I'm Howard Feldman. What do you think? 061-895-1019. What do you think our chances of success are on Sunday? It doesn't even really matter because even if we have a great chance, even if we have no chance, we can still win. So that's just how it is.